Members of Congress had been uncertain about who would be the next president and when the budget battle would be resolved, yet some everyday activities were going on as normal. Predictably, one of them was raising campaign cash, and the freshmen of the 107th Congress had been getting in on the act. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Rick Ron Reese, National Association of Wholesalers. Absolutely. Congratulations.
Last Wednesday, Congressman-elect Rick Keller, Republican of Florida, was hosting a lunch for some 24 lobbyists. It was in the basement dining room of a Tex-Mex restaurant 3 blocks from the Capitol. The pros call this a debt-burning event. Like a lot of candidates, Keller spent more than he raised getting elected. But the debt wasn't a big one, and he was hoping to retire it with this day's proceeds. The paying guests are lobbyists who will be dealing with Keller and watching his votes for at least the next 2 years. As the lobbyists munched their quesadillas, one of Keller's fundraising consultants got up and thanked them for helping to pay off the debt.
On that note, I want to introduce the next congressman from Florida, Rick Keller.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you all so much for coming here. I really appreciate it. I learned a long time ago what a challenge it is to ask folks for money, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Keller's never held office before, but he's learning the ways of Washington. Typically, a member of Congress will hold 2 big Capitol Hill fundraisers each year, plus a series of smaller get-togethers like this one, and a lot of one-on-one meetings about money. Keller let the lobbyists know he'll be coming back to them.
My challenge is going to be, I feel that I have to have $300 in the bank by June to make sure we don't have any primary opponents. And if I have that, I think we'll be in good shape.
When Keller says $300, the $1,000 is implied. Lobbyists at Keller's lunch said, away from the microphone, that they were busy with similar events all week. While history was being made in Florida and the political media focused there, permanent Washington wasn't letting itself get too distracted.
No, because individuals in this city have a specific job. Very few of them lobby the administration.
Democratic fundraising consultant Mike Fraioli.
Most working lobbyists in this town worry about who's in the U.S. House and who's in the U.S. Senate.
And about who's up for election next time in 2002. The same day that Rick Keller was giving lobbyists Tex-Mex food, Maine Senator Susan Collins, also a Republican, had invited lobbyists to join her for lunch on the Senate side.
There are fundraisers in Washington virtually every working day because, unfortunately, it takes a great deal of money to run a statewide race nowadays, and that's why I feel that I have to get started early.
Senators run every 6 years, and there's an unwritten rule. When they aren't on the ballot, they don't compete in fundraising with those who are. For Collins and the others who were up in 2002, this unwritten statute of limitations expired a month ago. If they can roll up big numbers when they report their cash on hand on December 31st, that alone might intimidate potential challengers. Collins wanted to offer her donors a little something special, so her campaign had lobster stew express shipped down from Maine.
It's frozen, and it's a woman-owned business in Presque Isle, Maine, which makes great lobster stew, and whenever I host an event in Washington, I always try to order up her stew and help increase her business.
It used to be that political action committees gave out all their money before Election Day. But now they know better. There's always someone in Congress who could use a contribution. In the business of campaigning, any time can be money time. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.